I'm Theo Greenlee, a reporter with the Alaska Desk. That's a joint reporting effort from Alaska Public Media and KUCB, where I work in on Alaska, and other public radio stations in Anchorage, Fairbanks, Haines, and the Aleutians. It allows us to connect you with the issues happening in communities all across the state. You can hear our stories during the morning news, Alaska News Nightly, or online at alaskapublic.org. The Alaska Desk is only possible with the support of grants and listeners like you. Thank you.
From Alaska Public Media in Anchorage, I'm Ava White, and this is the Alaska Economic Report. In the last week, Alaska North Slope crude dropped from $68.65 per barrel to $68.51 per barrel. The price of West Texas Intermediate also dropped from $62.47 per barrel to $62.27 per barrel. Small businesses in Alaska are already feeling the impacts from President Trump's sweeping tariff policies. Businesses are scrambling to stock up on products, moving manufacturing out of China, and re-examining their balance sheets. And entrepreneurs say the uncertainty they're facing is potentially just as damaging as the tariffs.
And then I can show you the salt and sugar section.
When you step into the spice and tea exchange in South Anchorage and veer to the right, there's a section dedicated to sugars. Some sweet, others savory. The shop's owner, Liz Eldridge, chooses a flavor for me to try.
I'm going to give you the bourbon black walnut.
What's the best way to eat it? Just like...
Just go for it.
Tongue?
Down it.
Oh my gosh.
Right?
The shop imports teas, spices, salts, and sugars from nearly 60 countries. Eldridge started preparing for tariffs in January by bulking up on the store's most popular items and products from countries at high risk for tariffs, like China. She says it's been a fight with larger companies that are trying to do the same thing.
The demand has already skyrocketed, and so that price has already been driven up regardless of what tariff may be imposed on it.
The store was able to secure a 3-month supply of vulnerable items they can't source elsewhere, which has allowed them to limit the price hike for customers for now. Between tariffs and lack of availability, Eldridge says the prices she's charging for impacted items will soon raise about 45%. She says imports make her business possible.
We have to continue to be able to source tea. Now, we can switch countries of origin, but even if we're switching from something that's hit by 80%, 100% tariffs, it's still 10%. It's still 20% sometimes.
Tariffs from the Trump administration have changed a lot over the last few weeks, and Alaska entrepreneurs say they're already hurting their small businesses. That was a common theme in a survey from the state's Small Business Development Center put out in April. The center's executive director, John Bittner, says the impacts on small businesses from tariffs will be far-reaching.
There's very, very few businesses out there that thrive in chaos. Small businesses and even larger businesses, they require some kind of stability to plan for the future. If you don't even know what your products or services are going to cost 3 or 6 months down the line, it's impossible to do advertising. It's impossible to find clients.
So far, about 100 businesses have responded to the survey. Bittner says over 70% of small businesses with suppliers said their costs of goods have increased as a result of tariffs. Even businesses that manufacture in Alaska aren't necessarily celebrating tariffs. Ermin Skate is the only Nordic skate on the market manufactured in the United States, says owner Paxson Wolber.
You'd think that we'd be the very kind of company that would be helped by having tariffs imported goods. And the reality is a lot more complicated.
Everything from the state's ceramic coating to sharpening is done with manufacturers in South Central. But like most skates, they're made with steel and aluminum, some of which the nation imports and are subject to a 25% tariff. Several companies have joined a movement to boycott American goods over Trump's tariff policy. And for businesses like Ermin that have a wide geographic customer base, that's bad news.
Pretty much immediately after the United States started threatening Canadian sovereignty, I got like one very terse email, just said, cancel everything, you know, don't talk to me again, basically. Totally respect it. I refunded the order. I don't think that's very productive for our for American businesses that are trying to manufacture and export to the rest of the world.
Revelate Designs, an Alaska-based bikepacking gear company, knows what it's like to do business overseas. About half their products are made in Seattle, the rest in Asia. Owner Eric Parsons says that manufacturing outside of the U.S. gives the company flexibility to adapt to the industry's changing demands and ramp up his manufacturing volume. Right now, Revel 8 has an order in China worth $50,000, and Parsons says it's subject to tariffs totaling around 200%. Parsons says not knowing what'll happen with tariffs makes it harder for his business to plan.
We're trying to still move forward on plans and products that we're bringing out and kind of crossing our fingers we can get stuff shipped before the 90 days is through. But after that, it's like impossible to know.
For now, business owners say they're taking tariffs day by day, and they hope Alaskans keep supporting local businesses. For the Alaska Economic Report in Anchorage, I'm Ava White.